It's second. Raptors one away. Here in the top of the sixth, the 1-0 comes in. And a curveball outside of the zone. 2-0. Back-to-back strikeouts for Drake Fries. Much needed for his confidence and for the Raptors to hopefully get out of this jam. The 2-0 comes in and finds the zone for a strike, 2-1. So Fries, 4 strikeouts on the day. And 2 2/3 innings of work. He's looking for number 5 as he fires the 2-1. Tipped off out on the right side, 2-2. So twos run across the board. 2-2 count with 2 outs. Drake Fries sets in. Kicks, winds, and serves inside for ball number 3. So full count, 2 down. Is Drake Fries able to record his 5th strikeout and get the Raptors out of this hole? 2 outs, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fries, the payoff. Ross swings and drives one into the center fielder. Reaching out and making the grab is Nolan Sailors for an easy out. So the Raptors hold on, and they lead 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the 6th inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Lows level off around 58. Tomorrow night, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve 0 preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. 0 in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return from Witter Field as the Raptors lead 4-2, but a pitching change is in store for Lakeshore. Ryan Mullen, the rising sophomore out of Loyola Marymount in California. From Chino Hills, California, he's had 1 game appeared in so far this season. 1 2/3 innings of work. He's had a hit and a strikeout. So not much experience on the mound so far. Only 1 game and only basically 1 inning. So a guy that's looking to halt the Raptors. They have 7 hits and 4 runs as James Castagnola is due up. So Castagnola out of UC Irvine. From San Diego, California. First pitch from Mullen comes in and away for a ball 1-0. Okay, so we don't have to do Applebee's. So Castagnola, who struck out swinging twice today, as the 1-0 comes in the dirt and bounces off the right knee of Joey Spence. So the 2-0 comes in from Mullen. Foul tipped out on the right side. 2-1. Castagnola has not recorded a hit yet. Before today, he had 3 at-bats, and he was walked all 3 times. So Mullen winds and fires the 2-1 outside for ball number 3. So 3-1. Rafters lead 4-2. The 3-1 comes in from Mullen. Swing and a miss down low for strike 2. So Mullen fighting back in the count. The 3-2 comes in and just a way out for ball number 4. So Castagnola has gotten walked. That's a 4th time he's been walked this season on 6 at-bats. So we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors is due up. Got a hit, and it was an error from, well, you could call it an error from Will Johannes, the first baseman, decided to not step on the bag, and he threw it home. So, Sailors out of Creighton. Step in, 1 ball and no strikes. And he decided to throw it home, which allowed Holixo to get home. So another Creighton guy in the lineup. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. Swinging a pop-up ball out on the left field side in foul territory. 1-1. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour. Nobody down. And Castagnola's on first. So the left-hander, Nolan Sailors, slotted in at center field. The 1-1 comes inside in for a strike. 1-2. So ahead in the count is Mullen. Had 1 2/3 innings pitched against Madison back on June the 11th. That's the only game he's appeared in this season. The 1-2 comes in as that's fouled off. Back behind home plate.
Okay, before power pack play, we need to do
50-50. 1-2. At first is Castagnola. The 1-2 inside and backing away is Sailors, 2-2. The 2-2 pickoff attempt over at first and getting back towards the rubber in time was Castagnola. The 2-2 comes in and fouled backside. Count remains at 2 apiece here, bottom 6. Lights have slowly started to turn on here at Witter Field. The 2-2 inside for strike number 3. Sailors saw it the entire way through. And Ryan Mullen records his first strikeout. So Jack Basir is due up 2-for-3 today. Started with a double, flew out, and then also got a single. So before today, batting a 316, 18 hits, 8 RBIs, and 9 runs. So at first is Castagnola. First pitch on the way, up and out of the zone. 1-0. So Basir slotted in at first base today. 1-0 count with 1 down. Basir fouls off on the backside. 1-1. So one's across the board. That last pitch was a fastball. Came in at 90 miles per hour. So Basir will set the 1-1, fouled off the left ankle of Jack, and he is slowly to walk that off, a little shaken up. But he goes down on the count 1-2. One out. 1-2. On a cloudy evening here at Witter Field. Rafters lead 4-2. The 1-2 comes in and once again popped out on the right side, out of play. One ball, two strikes, one out. Castagnola stands at first. And the 1-2 from Mullen, and once again fouled in the dugout of the Rafters. Hard ground ball. So Jack Basir working the count, staying alive. The 1-2 comes up and away for a ball. 2-2. One down, bottom of the six. Castagnola, the big leadoff at first. Mullen glances over there now. And fires a 2-2. Basir sends one. This one is a towering high ball deep to left field. And robbing it at the play, at the warning track was Ressler. So Basir gets a double. And jumping up was Ressler. Just robbed the home run. So Basir gets to second. They're questioning if that was a home run. Just went on the inside of the warning track. And Basir absolutely nuked the ball into left field. Ressler had to reach out, see if he can make the grab. But no doubt, Basir gets a double. So Basir at second. That moves Castagnola to third and one down. And Brendan Bobo is due up. Who's 1-for-3 today? Is it Bobo's time to drive in a run? Jack Basir nearly. That ball was out of here. So Mullen sets in and Bobo swinging a miss. The infield is entirely shifted in. As Council, Grant Ross, Overbeek, Johannes have all moved in a step. So they know the play's at home. One down as inside for a ball 1-1. A 1-1 count with one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Mullen comes set. Serves the 1-1 inside. Just a bit out, just a bit away and upstairs. So two balls and a strike with one out. The 2-1. Inside for ball number three. Bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters lead 4-2. And it was questionable by Gabe Ressler. Seemed like he reached out of the park to grab the ball to put it back in. So the 3-1 comes in. Down low for ball number four. Bobo will take first. One down. Basir stands at second. And James Castagnola is at third. So Jack Gervich is due up. And this is exactly the guy you want to have. Three home runs yesterday. He was the Northwoods League player of the night. And Gervich already has an RBI single today. Can he make it his second? So bases loaded. Bobo at first. Basir at second. And Castagnola at third. One out. Mullen digs in as Gervich, the check swing, did not come across. 1-0. One down. the 1-0 inside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jack Gervich. The 1-1 comes in as that looked like that grazed the elbow of Gervich. He's claiming towards the umpire that, hey, that looked like it did, but umpire didn't want a piece of that. So it's 2-1. He didn't want to hear it. So Jack Gervich, 5 RBI day yesterday, 3 home runs. The 2-1 comes in as he swings and grounds a ball over to Johannes. Council picks it up in the glove. The throw over at first, but getting home is Castagnola. And the Rafters take a 5-2 lead here in the bottom of the 6. So that advances the runners. Gervich gets out at first. Bobo at second. And Basir at third. So a ground out RBI from Gervich. And Shane Taylor is due up. Struck out, grounded out, and flew out today. Rafters lead 5-2, bottom 6, 2 down. Chinooks are 1 away. First pitch, Taylor drives it out on the left side. Out in foul territory. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count with 2 down. Taylor fouls it off on the left side out of the park, but behind home plate. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here, bottom 6, Rafters driving another run. They lead 5-2 as Mullen will set and serve the 0-2, down low for a ball, 1-2. So 2 outs, a ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 comes just above the zone, 2-2. So deuces across the board. 2-2 count, bottom 6. A 2-2. Taylor absolutely nails a ball on the left side, but goes out of play. Two down. Ryan Mullen serves, swing and a miss inside for strike number 3 and out number 3 as we head to the top of the 7th inning. Rafters lead 5-2. We'll be back here in a moment.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning we go as Anthony Benetti will step on the mound for the Raptors. And he's a guy he's been used upon. Alec Burnett will step in on the mound. Out of Wagner College, rising redshirt junior from Columbus, Indiana. So the Raptors lead 5-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. So they're looking to continue that here. So Drew Townsend will step in, who struck out looking on his last at bat, who was walked and grounded out. So the right fielder is due up. So Alec Burnett will come set. And Burnett, a guy that he's been used in these situations, hasn't gotten much work, but looking to continue that here today. He's had five games he's appeared in. He's a returning Raptor, five innings pitched, eight strikeouts, two hits allowed, and four walks. So the 1-0 comes down the plate for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Last season, he appeared in 21 games, a 2-0 record, 40 strikeouts in 26 innings of work. The 1-1 outside for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Drew Townsend. Walked, grounded out, struck out looking. Is that ball thrown on the outside for a ball, 2-2. 2-2 count here at top seven. Raptors lead 5-2. The 2-2 comes down low in the dirt for ball three, so a full count for Alec Burnett. Three balls, two strikes. Drake Fries had four strikeouts in three innings of work. Has a 3-2 ball pulled out on the right side. And once again, Townsend will run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Raptors have out-hit Lakeshore 7-5. They lead 5-2. Three runs in the first. They got a run in the fourth and then a run in the sixth. So Alec Burnett delivers a 3-2 up and away for ball number four. Townsend will take first. And this brings Avery Owusu-Asadu, who's 0-3. So Burnett, the center fielder, struck out looking, grounded out to second, and also flew out. Townsend at first. Burnett serves up and away for a ball, 1-0. Lights turning on here on a cloudy evening in Wisconsin Rapids. One ball, no strikes. Burnett serves the 1-0 up and away for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. Townsend leads off. The 2-0. Swing and a fly ball. That's well hit. Heading back towards the wall and reaching out, not making the grab is Gallison. Rounding third is Townsend. He's heading for home. Getting the second is Owusu-Asadu. And, well, Lakeshore gets a run back. This game's 5-3. Just like Owusu-Asadu did yesterday, drove in an RBI to left field. He did the same thing this time, and Lakeshore has cut it within a two-run ball game. So a one-run RBI double. And now Joey Spence, who popped out on his last at-bat, is due up. Tying run up at the plate. Burnett deals in. Comes for a ball 1-0. Top of the seventh. Raptors lead 5-3 now. Lakeshore is threatening. Burnett comes set. Kicks and serves the 1-0 way down low for a ball 2-0. Alec Burnett, a returning Rafter out of Wagner College, plays his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff, who's not in the lineup today. The 2-0 fouled off left side, 2-1. From Columbus, Indiana, Alec Burnett is two and one count. Owusu is Sato at second. And Joey Spence, the catcher, hitting a 200 from Notre Dame in West Bend, Wisconsin. Burnett kicks, serves the 2-1, swinging a drive, headed back towards the center field of Sailors, makes a wild throw over to third, but Owusu Asedu tags up in time, one down. So Brady Council's due up. Council, 2-for-3 today, 2 base hits, and he flew out. So Burnett has already given up a run, not looking to do it again this time. Owusu Asedu at third, the tying run, Brady Council up at the plate. So out of the University of Minnesota, Burnett dials in and finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one down. The 0-1. Out, pulled out on the right side, out of play. No balls, two strikes with one out. Lakeshore fighting back in this ball game. Alec Burnett will look at third. Wind and fire. Right down the plate for strike three. Council can't believe it. He struck out looking, and now two down, one away here in the top of the seventh as Josh Overbeek is due up. Walked on his last at bat. So the Cincinnati native has an opportunity to drive in the run as Owusu Asedu waits patiently over at third. So Overbeek sets in, and Burnett fires outside for a ball, 1-0. One out count with two outs. The 1-0 comes in and finds the zone, the left edge of the zone, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters one away. The 1-1. Down low, a wild pitch that goes behind Holixo. Heading home is Owusu Asedu. The tag out is not in time. And the fourth run for the Chinooks comes through off of a wild pitch. It's a one-run game here in the top of the seventh. A wild pitch from Burnett. Owusu Asedu gets home. And now a 2-1 count. So Overbeek ahead in the count. Now it's 5-4. Rafters lead. But two big runs here for the Chinooks. The top half of this inning. Two down, 2-1. Fouled off on the left side, 2-2. So nobody on Deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Alec Burnett is going to have to look. He's got to get this batter out. 2-2 comes in way outside and away outside of the zone. 3-2. A full count. Burnett looks in. The 3-2 way on the outside edge once again for ball number four. So Overbeek is going to take first. And now this brings up Will Johannes, who got a base hit on his last attempt up at the plate. Two down. At first is Overbeek. Burnett serves in, and a wild pitch once again. That goes into the glove of Feligso for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count. Alec Burnett serves in the 1-0. Swing and a miss inside for strike one. 1-1. One count. Burnett looks in. This was a 5-2 game, but two runs as the 1-1 finds the zone. Just on a belt high fastball. 1-2, 87 miles per hour. So one strike away from Alec Burnett. And it looks like Burnett throws the ball towards the dugout and gets a new ball from the ump. So one strike away from heading here to the bottom of the seventh. So the tying runs at first. Leading run up at the plate. The 1-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike number three. The stolen base attempt did not matter for Overbeek, but the Rafters give up two runs in the top of the seventh. They still lead 5-4 as we head to the bottom half of the inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
A Bottom of the seventh inning, we go. Rafters lead 5-4, but two big runs for Lakeshore. The top half of this inning has put them within one run. So Anthony Gallison will step in, and a new pitcher in store for Lakeshore, James Reese, the rising sophomore out of Lafayette College, who's appeared in five games with a 1-0 record as he throws a strike on the outside. He's had two saves as well, appeared in nine innings of work, 11 hits. He's had six strikeouts to go with two runs as the 0-1 way, way outside, and that goes at the back track. So Anthony Gallison, who walked, had an RBI double, and grounded out. After his lead 5-4, the 1-1, swing and a drive into right field. That drops before Owusu-Iweseidu can get to it. And a big hit there from Anthony Gallison, his second of the day. So Jorge Degatti's due up, and a leadoff single there from Anthony Gallison. Bottom of the seventh, Rafters lead 5-4. Jorge Degatti is due up. Struck out twice and flew out as well. He's 0-3 today. James Reese from Mequon, Wisconsin. So he's a local product for Lakeshore. He delivers in and fires a strike 0-1. A little bit frustrated himself, you can see. So Reese, the right-hander, 6 foot, 200. Bunt attempt there from Degatti that pulls away out on the first base line. So Degatti down to the count 0-2. So Degatti batting in the 7-hole. 0-2 count. Gallison at first. The 0-2 comes in as Reese finds a curveball for strike number three. Three straight strikes, and that sends down Jorge Degatti looking. One down. Hogan Oligzo is due up from Creighton. And the catcher, Anthony Gallison, at first. Reese sets in, and just outside for a ball, 1-0. So one ball, no strikes, with one out. The pickoff attempt over at first, and sliding safe was Gallison. Bottom seven, Rafters have nine hits compared to Lakeshore's six, but it's a one-run game. The 1-0 from Reese as Oligzo fouls one on the left side, 1-1. So James Reese, 41 batters faced, six strikeouts, but just acquired his seventh on Degatti. So the 1-1, swinging a ball hooked out on the right side, out of play, 1-2. Oligzo down in the count. Was 1-for-2 today. He was walked, had a base hit, and struck out looking. One down, a 1-2 count. James Reese will come set, wind and fire. As that ball hit on the top of the bat, grounded out on the right field side and out of play. Count remains at 1-2. One down here, bottom seven. The 1-2, curveball upstairs and in the zone for strike number three. So two straight strikeouts for James Reese, as this brings out the bottom of the order. James Castagnola, who walked on his last at-bat, is due out. is due up. So Reese, how about him? Two straight batters, two straight strikeouts. And both of those were looking. Reese again delivers in for a ball. 1-0. Bottom seven. And James Reese, as he glances and looks it over at first, Gallison gets back towards the rubber. Two down, 1-0 count. The 1-0, way outside, up and away, 2-0. Rafters lead 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. But Lakeshore, two big runs here in the top half of the inning. It was a 5-2 game. Lakeshore has found themselves right back in this ballgame. The 2-0 outside of the plate, outside of the zone, 3-0 now. So Castagnola on the verge of getting back-to-back walks. James Reese, two straight strikeouts. It's way down on the count on this one. The 3-0 comes and finds a zone inside of the strike zone, 3-1. A 3-1 count. The 3-1. Upstairs, out and away of ball number four. So Castagnola at first, Gallison at second, and we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors is due up. Struck out looking on his last at bat. Sailors had a leadoff single in the bottom of the first inning. He was able to get home off of a Jack Gervich RBI. First pitch from James comes inside. And James Reese, 0-1, he finds his own. Two down, that was at 89 miles per hour. 0-1 count. The 0-1 popped out left side. 0-2, so James Reese ahead in the count. 0-2, two runners on, Castagnola at first, Gallison at second. And the Rafters still lead 5-4. But by no means necessary is this lead safe. Lakeshore has the 0-2 up and away just outside of the zone for a ball, 1-2. So Nolan Sailors sees the 1-2, and strike number three. James Reese is hype after that one. And three strikeouts for him in this inning as the Rafters still lead 5-4 as we head to the top of the eighth on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth we go, and making his debut for the Rafters, a pitching change, Seth Tomczak, the rising junior out of Cal State Fullerton. Another Cal State Fullerton guy, previously attended San Joaquin Delta College for a year, where he had a semifinals appearance. Prior to that, Tomczak spent a year at Arizona State, so he's been around the collegiate world. But he had 20 appearances this season with Cal State Fullerton. Two games started and a 2-0 record, 31 and two-thirds innings pitched, 5.68 ERA from Ione, California. So he had 34 strikeouts and 37 hits, allowed 20 runs and two saves. So a product, another Cal State Fullerton guy, and he's excited to be here in Wisconsin Rapids. He stands at 6'4", and he's ahead in the count on one. So Cody Kelly making his first appearance of the day, played first base yesterday. And Tomczak comes set, serves the 0-1 upstairs, out for a ball, 1-1. So Kelly sets the 1-1. Tomczak finds the zone, 1-2. So Cody Kelly yesterday went 0-4. He was struck out twice. He's batting at 213. Tomczak serves upstairs for a ball, 2-2. Top of the eighth inning, Rafters lead 5-4. The 2-2 inside. And that looks like it fouled the inside of Kelly. It looked like for a second hit him in the hands, but that ball hit the inside of the bat. So Seth Tomczak in his debut, and counts at 2 apiece, wearing number 27 for the Rafters. A 2-2 way inside, and just backing away was Kelly for ball number 3. So the count runs full, 3-2 here at top 8. The 3-2. Swing, and a ball pulled into left center. That drops before Sailors can get to it. Rounding first, heading for second is Kelly. The tag in time from Taylor, and he's not in time, so he's safe. So Kelly, how about it? He gets to second, and that starts things off here with a leadoff double here in the top of the eighth. Tying run. At second, Gabe Ressler's due up. So Cody Kelly, a big double, much needed. Tying run at second, nobody down. First pitch from Tomczak, way on the outside, as Holixo had to reach out and make the grab. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. A 1-0 count. Tomczak fires. And a bunt attempt. A perfect attempt as the third baseman in throws it over to first as Degatti was there. But that advances the runner and Kelly to third. One down. Tying run 90 feet away now. So Grant Ross due up. And Ressler did exactly what he needed to advance the runner. One out, top of the eighth. Lakeshore on the verge of tying this game up. Tomczak comes set and serves on a low pitch. A ball and no strikes. One out. Tom Zach stands at 6'4". Cal State Fullerton guy. The 1-0 comes in, and once again, same pitch, same result. Two balls and no strikes. He's down in the count. Rafters lead 5-4, but Cody Kelly is the difference right now. He stands 90 feet away to try to tie this game up at 5. The 2-0, foul tipped out on the backside, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, one out. Seth Tomczak is called upon here to look to get this batter out and to try not to have this game be tied. The 2-1 down in the dirt once again. 3-1. Three balls, a strike, one out. Being put in his first appearance tonight. The 3-1 outside, but finds the zone. 3-2 as Grant Ross, literally 5 feet away from home plate, was ready to take first. But the count runs at 3-2. One out. This would be big. If Tomczak can get the strikeout, Grant Ross, two base hits today. The 3-2 comes in and outside for ball number four. That puts Ross in first. And Kelly remains at third. So the tying run at third and the leading run at first. Drew Townsend is due up. And right fielder, perhaps one of those double plays that you need for Wisconsin Rapids. It'd be excellent if it came at this time. So Tomczak sets in and serves. And down low for a ball. 1-0. One out count. Tomczak looks at first. Delivers the 1-0. Swing and a miss outside. 1-1. This could be the difference maker here on this inning because there's only one out. And if Tomczak can find a way to get three outs before the Chinooks don't get a run as he throws in low. 2-1. This ball gets grounded. They have to be looking to make a double play. That is a must. 2-1. Swing and a popped up ball onto the left field side. Out of play and coming under it and making the grab is Degatti. Two down, and that does not advance any of the runners. So Townsend pops out. And now the guy, the danger man, Avery Owusu-Osedu, who had an RBI double on his last at bat, is due up. So two outs. Ross at first. Cody Kelly at third. Top of the eighth inning. Rafters lead 5-4. First pitch on the way. Outside for a ball. 1-0. Just need an out. That's all you need. One out count. Tomczak swing and a miss. Right down the plate. 1-1. A ball and a strike. Tomczak, two strikes away. One ball, one strike. Why wasn't it plugged in? First pitch serves in. That's fouled out on the right side. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Score is 5-4. Cody Kelly, the tying run. 90 feet away. The 1-2 comes in. Down low, four ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And it appears the scoreboard has turned off here at Witterfield, but lucky enough, we have the count. So two balls, two strikes. Sets Wines, a 2-2, comes across the plate for strike three. Unbelievable pitching there for Seth Tomczak to get his first strikeout. And strikeout number three, the Rafters lead 5-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, we go as the Rafters, incredible defense, excellent pitching from the debut from Seth Tomczak to get them out of the inning and not give up a run. That run was 90 feet away as Cody Kelly was at third. So the game is 5-4, and now we are here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jack Basir is due up. So Basir on James Reese, who had three strikeouts in the last inning. First pitch inside as Basir pops the ball out on the right field side, and coming under it is Drew Townsend, who makes a catch on the first baseline, one down. So bottom of the eighth inning, one out, and now Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo was 1-for-3 today. He's been walked. So perhaps Bobo can get the Raptors' 10th hit. They've out-hit Lakeshore 9-7. And Paul comes in low, 1-0. James Reese sets and fires. Bobo swings and grounds a ball that goes in between the legs of Johannes. The first baseman rolls into right field. And Will Johannes, a tough day there at first base. Bobo gets on. So Jack Gurevich is due up, who had a ground out RBI on his last plate attempt. Bobo in the right field. That ball was a ground ball. Johannes still slapping at his glove. He's very frustrated, and rightfully so. That went right in between his legs. So one out. Jack Gurevich is due up. Gurevich, two RBIs today. First pitch comes in. Gurevich pops the ball up out on the left field side. Out of play, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Long game here at Witterfield. As the 0-1 comes in, Gurevich pops it out on the left ankle. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. At first is Bobo. James Reese will